The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio over here on Friday, the 12th of July at 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR.
Good morning.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Your We're
talk
here.
Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got another announcement to make, but good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Very good morning. Okay. Did you see Christina this morning yet? I know the door was shut.
Yeah.
Shut. Did you see her? Did you notice anything?
Oh, the fact that you guys have matching checkered long sleeve shirts on, which is unusual.
And Levi's. We're twinsing today.
It's a mistake. I don't know how it happened, but.
But
yeah,
here we are.
Christina
and I are
long
twinning
sleeve shirts
today.
On today.
I'm going to get, you know what? I'm going to get braids. And maybe a dreadlock or two. Yep. I'm going for it. And then.
Okay, that sounds cute. I just can't wait for that one.
Okay, hey, look.
Hey, we're in excessive heat warning, Carl. I just want to get that right off the top here. We are, and I, you know, I get up early and I take Buford for a walk, and I thought, well, you know what? It doesn't feel as hot as it usually does, but it is going to be 113 today. That's the forecast calling for, again, with the excessive heat warning tonight. Our lows are going to be around 81. Can you believe that? I know just on the way over here, it was in its 80s already. Saturday, that's tomorrow, 112. Saturday night, around 79. Sunday, sunny and mostly hot with a high near, just 104. Just 104 Monday. And that night will be about 76. So as we look through the week, next week, as the forecast calls, 103, 102, 100. And on Wednesday is 100 and Thursday 101. So we're still in the excessive heat warning, folks. Be careful with your pets and yourselves, and make sure that you stay hydrated. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a locally owned and veteran business, better known business. And they always do wonderful discounts for our seniors and our veterans. Making it easier for you to pay your bill. Hello. Everybody's talking about how expensive their monthly. We have friends that just had a $2,200 bill.
PG&E.
From PG&E. And it's not like
house.
They live in a super huge house, but they're out somewhere, you know.
They're in
they
PG&E
only keep,
land.
And they say that they keep their top, only their top air conditioning on, except when it was super hot like this, they had to put the bottom, because they have two units as well. But, yeah, so anyway, Shasta Gas Propane helping you to be able to pay your bills. Okay, 365-3793. And, of course, it's Friday morning, folks, and that means.
I have to make an announcement before we get to.
Okay.
To Christina.
Katrina.
We just launched our new webpage.
Oh, yeah.
It's up today.
Finally.
And we're putting all these things, taking other things out, putting it on there, and it's brand new. And I just realized something after going through it all yesterday with
it's
David.
Misspelled. And something's misspelled.
No, chat. The chat room is not there.
Oh.
It says it's there.
Oh.
But when I click on it, it won't click. So I'm sorry, everybody. For today, we're not going to have the chat room. We should have it up and running again by Monday. No, hopefully by the end of the day. That's what I should say. So if you've got something very pithy to say, something that everybody has to hear, just call us. At 530-605-4567. Okay, Katrina, and you have got the friendliest little dog.
She's a cutie, isn't she?
Oh, my gosh. she's licking. No, wait a minute. She's thinking about untying my shoelaces. Right now, she's put her head on my foot. What a doll.
She's a charmer. We call her Mila, and she is a two-year-old pit mix, and she's adorable. She's a little brindle pity. Definitely not very big. She's like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Very medium-sized
girl. She's a
girl.
Cutie, I tell you.
She is a cutie. She's a fantastic dog. We've had her about 3 months, and when she first came in, she was pretty shy, but she's really come out of her shell and blossomed quite a bit, and as you can see, she's very, very outgoing and ready to untie her shoe.
She's over here in my lap. Yes, it's okay. It's okay.
She's a cutie. And
Buford ignores me now anyway.
Yeah. He's used to you now.
Linda walks through the house. There goes Buford. Buford
he
sits.
He just is always, who's doing what? Who's doing what? That's all. Anyway, go ahead, please, Katrina. I mean, you know, we have adopted from Haven Humane, and I feel like, you know, everybody does it, deserves a little badge.
Yeah.
They do.
We need a badge because it's a lot of work, but it's so joyful. It's a lot of work. Carl goes, I said, I love our dog. Don't get me wrong, but it's a lot of work. And so you have to just realize going in that you got this new fulfillment in your life. It's a lot of work.
Exactly. No, that is so true. And, you know, with a lot of them, most of them, we don't know anything about their background. So most of the work is kind of a surprise when you get them home what the work's going to be, so to speak.
Kind of like he chewed on the bottom of the dining room table the other day. We're having friends over and looked down in the back of his body looks like it's fine underneath, sitting under my legs, but chewed the bottom of the table.
Oh,
no. Now we're like, how are we going to fix that? But anyway, so go ahead.
He doesn't
little surprises.
Yeah, little surprises.
He doesn't do that. And he was laying there. It was his first dinner party.
Yeah.
And we thought he was being really good. But he had his head reached out and was just nibbling.
Yes. Secretly nibbling.
Secretly nibbling. Not loud, just little nibbles.
Anyway,
let's go back to Mia.
Mia, our pet of the week.
She's done really good with other dogs. I think she'd be a good fit for most families because, I mean, you know, she definitely has energy and whatnot. She's only 2 years old, but she's definitely the kind of dog that is pretty content entertaining herself a lot of the time, too. Like, if she has her favorite toys around, she's very content just playing by herself if you're doing something else. But she's super friendly with people, loves approaching people, getting pets, the works. And she's a really smart girl, too.
She is really an outgoing dog. And she's just cute face, and she's inquisitive. You can just tell. But then she just lays right down.
Yeah.
And she's not a big dog. She's 50 pounds. People go 50 pounds. She doesn't look like it. But well, I guess she does. But she is just a sweet dog.
She is.
She gets along with other dogs.
She does. She's done really great with other dogs.
But cats.
I don't know about cats.
You don't know. Well, you know, here's with Buford. Buford will chase a cat. But on the other hand, now that we've worked with him, he will literally walk by a cat. He'll look at it, but he won't go for it.
You had to work on it. I mean, that's true for a lot of them,
and
too, if they want to.
And we have
cat.
Worked with him on it. Now, squirrels? Okay, all bets are off. All bets are off on squirrels, as Linda has surfed down the street.
Yes.
When he sees a squirrel. But cats, he'll leave them alone now.
Well, you never know with what kind of, like you said, but it's beautiful to go see Pet of the Week, and we will have him posted up. Well, you'll be able to see that on the website.
Yeah, maybe on Facebook because our chat room is non-existent today.
Okay.
Sorry.
Gosh, but anyway,
we went over that thing. And then I've already picked up two other things on it.
After we all
murder boarded it for a week.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Okay. How do we get Mia?
So you could always call us, 530-241-1653, or come on down to the shelter. We are doing Empty the Shelter right now until the end of the month. So that means all adoption fees are waived.
That's right. There you go. All adoption fees are waived, so you can pick up a good little dog. I tell you what, I might have looked at her.
Yes.
You know, if you hadn't already brought Buford in. Because she is, she looks pretty, but you got to look at her face. That's a happy, quiet face right there.
She's very happy.
She's very happy. Okay. Any other news?
Just we're doing Empty the Shelters, of course, with the heat warning.
Yeah.
Please be careful with your pets. I know we put something out on Facebook about that yesterday. Be careful, not just leaving them in the car, but also not leaving them like in open truck beds in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
If you can just leave them home, please do in the middle of these triple digits.
And if it's going to be outside, make sure they have shade and lots of water.
Exactly.
Yeah, something they can't knock over if you're going to be gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
something
important.
Something big. Yeah, we and Linda walks Buford at 5:15 in the morning, and I walk him at 9:30 at night. So, yeah.
And that works.
And that works, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Katrina, for joining us. Again, Haven Humane, Pet of the Week. We're going to take a break at 7:15 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, good luck.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Friday. We made it through another week, but not quite. We still got an hour and 45 minutes left.
Well, we just launched a new website that we've been working on for some people traveling, blah, blah, blah. It's not the website guy.
No.
It's, you know, us, and we are working out kinks. So it's been launched. It's kind of like when we started the being on the air and there were like two wires pressed together. We had to build it.
Yeah.
So we're there's a couple things that are missing there in the website, such as our chat pack and a few other things.
Chat room.
So
our chat room is kind of like
we'll get it all going.
Not there. Don't worry, we'll get it fixed today. And there's a couple of minor things you wouldn't even notice, but we noticed it, or I noticed it this morning. And David, our producer, David Wiley, has just been doing a great job on it. I mean, he's the one that pushed it to completion.
Yes.
And he's been checking with me everything. And let me tell you, doing battle with GoDaddy. GoDaddy, which is, that protects it. We've been with them, since we started, and then have to go back and change a couple of things. I mean, they've been very helpful, but, every time I try to sign in, it ends up with a phone call, and then they fix it. But he's had to fight through that, along with our Prime 42 guys, Mark Pinnell, who's just did a great job. Okay, hundreds of millions of gallons of water in Lake Shasta and other major reservoirs in the North State have been disappearing into thin air. There's something called evaporation that they're talking about here. Considering the region has suffered recently through some of the most extreme heat ever recorded, water's evaporating off the lakes in vast quantities hasn't surprised water managers. No, come on. Is this front page news? It's evaporating. The lakes, the water, the heat. There's something called evaporation. We just discovered it, just like we just discovered Joe Biden is mentally off, that he has slowed down. The media is here. They've discovered it. Oh, thank God for the media.
Oh, we're in a mess. Okay, the most powerful chemical in this.
I haven't finished your rant. Okay, here we go. The mainstream media, after 3 years, goes, there's something wrong with Joe Biden. All those things that we said were fakes. All those things we said were, oh, you're just being mean. Oh, no. George Clooney. How about Joe Scarborough saying, he's the sharpest guy I know. I deal with him almost, deal with him weekly. And then Joe Scarborough's going, what happened? The White House has been keeping it a secret. Oh, you know what? And then George Clooney comes in with an op-ed. He's supposed to be personal friends with Joe. Raised $26 million for this man at a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago. Comes out in an op-ed and says, oh, there's something wrong here. And I noticed it during the fundraiser. Clooney, you're such a joke. As somebody said, if you have a problem, why didn't you just go to him and say, I've noticed some things that, are starting to worry me or something. No, this is an op-ed in the New York Times. So, yep, they're turning many of Hollywood have turned on him. Now his own party, they're coming out more and more of them saying, Joe, don't run.
Well, I suppose that they
I think, you know what, I think she's going to hang in there.
Well, I think that if you're a true dye-in-the-wool, like, Democrat, And your party, you are loyal to your party, and we're reading all kinds of things, because what you're hearing from certain ethnic groups that have once been Dems are saying that they've gone so far out of the promises that they've made that they're thinking that the Republicans are more middle of the ground. Some of them are saying this in some of the articles that I'm reading, and that's not on Drudge and other things. I'm trying to read across the board, but as we all know, so it seems that both Clooney and Julia Roberts had helped raise a record sum for the president's reelection campaign, but since withdrawn his support, saying the octogenarian showed clear signs of cognitive decline. Now, so you just in a quandary, Carl, you have to feel on some level that, we're only months away, Carl Bott.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're months away from,
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
I need you to look at me on this one, because we're months away from the presidential
election.
It's hard to believe that it's months away.
It's like 100 days or something. Maybe, yeah.
Before the president of the United States in what we know of our times, now things, we've seen so many rules and laws and legislation change the course of America as we've known it.
Yep.
So anything could happen. But when you think about the fact that what we're seeing here on a daily basis with Joe Biden and the people who have supported him, you know it's just a matter of time before they probably, what you were talking about, having an open convention. An open convention, which is going to wreak havoc.
If the only way they're going to do that is if Joe turns his delegates loose. And he's not going to do that. Joe's in this. And so here we are. You may not like to hear this, but we have a convicted felon and a guy that looks like he's suffering from the early stages, if not further stages, of dementia. Just running for president.
I know you giggle.
Of the greatest country in the world.
You giggle sometimes when things are ironic, and you have a little bit of a sinister giggle there when things are stressful, and that's how you get through it, because that's what it is.
It is.
We are stressed out as a nation, thinking that there is no way that either one of these people. I mean, we're all in fear. Because of the fact that, you know, we look around and we know that the world is ready at any minute to go into utter chaos and the nuke. I mean, you feel it. It's almost like, have you trained your kids to hide under the desk?
Oh,
or is that
you know what?
You know what I mean?
No, but you're going a little bit.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Into your nose, out
no,
your mouth.
No, I'm just saying, we're months away, and this is just imploding.
Well, it is on the Democratic Party, which is why you're not hearing a lot from the Republicans lately, because they're just watching, and they're watching they're watching the Democrats turn on each other, and they are in a bad spot, because there isn't there's very, very few people that think that Joe Biden can finish a 4-year term. But as I've talked to these never Trumpers, you know how long they want him to last? Past the election. And then they don't care. I don't care if he gets up there and babbles during the inauguration speech and the next day he sits down. I care. I really care about that. But they don't care because their dislike of Trump is so visceral. It's just visceral. And so Joe Biden wears Depends. You know, I mean, if he came up and he announced, I've got Depends on today, it didn't make no difference.
No, it doesn't matter.
It makes no difference.
You could be 20 and still have to wear
Depends.
You know?
But what I'm saying is, it makes no difference to these hardcore Trump haters. But as we were talking, you know, my friend and I, who have diametrically opposed views on certain things, that when we discuss it, you and his beautiful wife, are, you know, your eyes get big and you all start to try, you know, start changing the subject. But we enjoy going back and forth at each other because we enjoy talking with each other on these things. He says, but you can't forget that over 50 million and more people voted for Trump. You can't forget that. And you can't forget, of course, the ones that voted for Biden. And we're still in that position today. Biden has not won over anybody and is losing some of his, like you pointed out, some of his stalwart people that's always supported Democrats, people of color. They are bleeding them. They're hemorrhaging those people right now for a variety of reasons. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Trump is going to be sentenced sometime in September by the New York judge. So, okay, I sentence you to house arrest. It means if you win, you can't leave the White House without permission. I don't know. What's that mean? He's going to have a little bracelet around his ankle? What? Anyway, here's where we are. Greatest nation in my opinion on the face of the earth. And here we are. So Let's take a break because we've got a happy interview here.
Yes.
We have got Patrick Watson of the Sandwichery.
Yay.
Is coming in 40 years in the business.
He and his wife. And it's the best chicken salad sandwich I've had.
Ever. Okay, 7:30 in the morning. We are going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 2 years, 2023, 2024, and they are going to be running for it again this coming year. That's Four Winds Jewelry, and they've got the only watch repairman, they've got the only stone cutter, they have a eclectic set of groups of jewelry there, from estate to Native American to specially designed pieces. They are just really good people. You can trust them down there. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Good vibrations.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that knows how to fix windshields. Jeff's been doing this for a quarter of a century, and nobody does it better than Jeff. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst will fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Fix a 8-inch crack on my windshield 17 years ago. You still can't see it. That's how good this guy is. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, or RV, to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, as I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And we are here with one of our favorite people.
Places.
Yeah, favorite places to eat.
Yeah, because
we're here,
you know,
with the sandwich tree and Patrick Watson.
When you walk into some place and a guy, not necessarily so much the woman behind the counter, but the guy behind the counter constantly gives you guff, and you keep going back, you know it's good.
That's right. It's got to
be. You like a big brother. Hey, welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Yeah, and if you're that sensitive, you shouldn't be coming to the sandwichery, okay?
40 years in the business, bud.
Yeah. July of 84.
July of 84. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you and Sandy.
Both raised over on the coast, her in Trinidad and me in McKinleyville.
Okay.
Okay.
And
which means you went to school?
At McKinleyville High, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Bertha Mitchell, I mean, that whole group up there, they became so tight.
She's from Arcata in that area.
Yeah.
I forgive you.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, so you grew up on the coast.
Yeah.
Then?
Well, our first date was actually the senior prom.
And, I was wondering if you were a high school sweetheart.
No. No, we had the senior prom, and long story, but that was our first date, and then it was just kind of waving at each other.
Oh, okay. Just move over just a little bit. There you go. Okay.
You see me better now?
I can see you much better now. Yeah, Linda, your Flying Tiger shirt. And I just noticed it when you mentioned it. It is. Anyway, keep going, because this plays a big part in your business today.
Yeah, we dated off and on, and then I went in the Army.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of corresponded. And,
I know how that works.
Yeah, been there.
Been there, done that.
And letters are a strong heart tug.
Oh, yeah, it's the highlight of the day when mail call comes in.
Oh,
you know that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
But, so I was in the Army from 68 to 71.
Okay.
And then I got out and tried school. That wasn't for me. And so I got a job in a sawmill. And that was about 3 years, I guess. And that was going nowhere. So
that's hard work.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of future in it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sweaty.
You did not see a way forward up higher.
No, there was no.
And where was the sawmill?
It was in Arcata.
Okay, so you went back home.
Yeah.
Area. Okay.
Yeah. After I got out of the military, I went home.
All right.
And about a year after I got out, we got married, 72.
Okay.
So those letters did work.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get a better offer. Okay.
Oh, Sandy, I hope you're listening to this. Because if you aren't, I'm going to give you I'm going to come over and bring you a thumb drive with the whole interview in it.
Okay. So, all right.
Anyway. I'll buy you lunch if you don't.
Okay. Anyway, so how'd you get into the food business?
It's what we could afford. We actually looked at, we lived in Arcata, and we always came over here for vacation. So we thought Redding's a great place to go. So we moved over here.
Yeah.
And we looked at Plug and Jug out in Lewiston and Rooster's Landing down by the Hatchery and a restaurant that is now defunct on Bowman Road and a bar over in Bella Vista that's now a feed store.
Okay.
So it did well.
These are the four places you were talking about where you looked when you were thinking that let's go into this business.
And something within our price range. We just, in fact, our goal was to buy a video rental store, which would have been a great career move.
Yeah. I want to be a franchiser for,
U-Haul.
No, for the video stores. What was that?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember anymore. Yeah, Blockbuster. Yeah, let's buy a franchise for Blockbuster.
That was, so we dodged a bullet on that. And then this was affordable.
Uh-huh.
And we got into it. The first 5 years were tough.
Oh, yeah.
So you bought at the location you're at now?
Yeah. There's actually been a restaurant there since 75.
And was it kind of like it is now, a sandwich shop or a deli or something?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was a sandwich shop.
Okay. So you found that and you bought it 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's small. It's manageable. You can work your butts off in there.
Well, I do. Yeah.
Well, you guys seem to, you move very well together, and I can only imagine what that, you know, you've got to learn, like, okay, how to pick your battles.
Yes, it's not worth it, and then we've got such a compact work area.
Yes.
You know, a fight doesn't last long, because you can't stay mad at your spouse when you're bumping into her 15, 20 times an hour, so.
Yeah.
It's
and you know what, and to me, when you work with your spouse, it doubles the time you've been married, frankly, because most marriages.
I feel like I've been married 80 years.
Yeah, so. See, that's true. I'm over 30 right now with Linda. And the fact is because, and you're absolutely right, you can't stay mad at each other if somebody does something because.
You're in the same situation.
Especially if you know, the show has to keep going.
Yeah. We had to work that out.
The sandwiches have to keep rolling.
There's been
like
some slam doors, but.
Oh, yeah. And
Diane, we love you if you're listening.
Yeah,
the early days when we had our office in the back, but going back to you, and your a beautiful spouse that you guys do such great work together, everything is freshly made, soups.
Oh yeah,
all the think. Okay, we got to do the tuna. We got to do the chicken salad. The prep work that goes on just for that.
Yeah, yeah. She tries to get close because we try to keep everything fresh. All the chicken salad and like that.
Yes. Your lettuce is great, by the way.
And it's like when we first started, we looked at pre-sliced lettuce.
Yeah.
But that stuff browns up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And so we have to cut it fresh, slice it fresh every morning.
And the Buford's over there chewing on one of the chairs. When did your passion become the military history?
It always has been.
Has it?
Yeah, it's like some guys are into baseball or whatever.
But you wrote a book. You wrote a compendium.
Well, actually, I've written a couple, yeah.
And I've got it. And
have you read it yet? Have you opened it yet?
Yeah, because Linda said there was a $100 bill on one of the pages.
Okay.
No, I have. And this is the World War II Atlas? Or
Almanac. It's been And it's been republished as the Ultimate World War II Calendar, because basically that's what it started out as, a calendar. So
every day of World War II, starting when? 19 what?
No, it's actually anything that pertains to World War II throughout history, from the 1800s to 2007.
Right, okay. 1800s. Yeah. Things that eventually manifested itself in World War II.
It had started. Yeah, it had something to do with World War II.
Every day. You pick up August 5th, today's date, and you're going to find out.
August 5th?
Well, not today's date.
Carl's birthday, August 5th. Yeah.
Well, that's an important date.
That's when they went into the Guadalcanal. But it talks every other thing that happened during the war and before the war on that date.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about you want to write a novel. You just come into this book, and it is laid out everything.
The timeline.
How long did it take you to do that?
23 years.
Man.
Let me tell you, this is a wonderful book. I mean, besides a great door, you know, keeping the door open, this has got everything in it. I was awed by that.
What called you? We have about a minute before we have to take a break, and we'll have another segment to come up with you as well. But what called you to do that book?
Things were so slow over there at the shop. I was trying to find things to do to keep my eyes open. And so, you know, you see a lot of these calendars that have information every day that pertains to a certain subject.
Yeah.
And World War II has been my favorite. And I thought, well, it would be kind of fun to have a calendar. I just flip up and see what happened on that date. And so eventually it filled up the calendar and went to a notebook and then a binder, and then we actually broke down and bought a computer.
Uh-oh.
And Sandy transcribed it on the computer.
Uh-huh.
But it grew from that to, I think it's 1,300 pages.
1,300 yeah. pages. Wow. Then you have another one.
Yeah, it's Mulberry and Mortz. It's not part of the Normandy invasion in 1944 in France.
Okay. Based on your research and...
Yeah, that was actually a lot of fun, digging the stuff out, because it's kind of I've ever seen pictures of the remnants of the of Mulberry, but the backstory is really, really interesting. Yeah.
The Mulberry being a...
It's a prefabricated harbor during the invasion. They built it in Britain, they towed it across the channel,
yeah.
and then set it in place, and they used that until they actually took the city of Cherbourg.
Yeah, so they were bringing tons and tons and tons and thousands of vehicles across it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cool because it's breakwater, and there's two of them. They're the size of Dover Harbor in Britain. They're both a mile long. So they're
huge.
They're massive.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Patrick Watson. He and Sandy have the sandwichery. They're celebrating 40 years in the business in this town. Still going strong. And because they're right down the street from us, it's easy for me just to wander on down there, come in, be insulted, insult back, and sit down and have just great, great food. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It is a community bank. It's been in the business 17 years, moving local dreams forward. Since the day they opened, they have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. They are the sponsor for so many local activities and organizations. You see their name everywhere. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in America. It is fun doing business with Cornerstone Community Bank. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I want to stand with you on a mountain. I want to bathe with you in the sea. I want to lay like this forever.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, 7:50 in the morning here on the 12th of July, Friday. It's going to go up to 110 today. Oh, yes. Balmy weather. I'm here with Patrick Watson, and he and his beautiful wife, Sandy, own the Sandwichery, which has been one of our favorite places, go-to places. You know, you're working downtown, you want to go in some place that's clean and has great food, and it's just a Sandwichery for us. There's other great restaurants downtown, but it's always good to go in and see them. Now, you are wearing, Patrick, you're wearing a shirt that if you just look at it and you don't know the history, you'll go, it's kind of a strange shirt. It's got like a shark's teeth and a naked woman, and the flag of Japan, and, oh, and a flying tiger on the back of it. Tell us about that.
Okay, it commemorates the flying tigers.
Yeah.
Flew in China during World War II. And someone gave it to me as a gift probably 15, 20 years ago. Gave
really?
Me a shirt like this.
Uh-huh.
And every time I worked at the air shows, everybody just went nuts on it. And I kind of fell in love with it. So I've actually got four now. Every time I see one, I buy it, just a stock of it.
Now, on your walls, tell us a little bit about the history on your walls here in the Sandwichery.
Well, there's a lot of full-size prints by various artists. But the fun stuff is the smaller pictures. I've got dozens of smaller pictures. Most of those were donated by customers.
Uh-huh.
And there's a story behind each one of them.
Yeah.
Which is
you've got
fun.
Photos of B-17s that are laying there on the ground that had...
Oh, the one that went down in New Guinea in 43. Yeah.
In 43. Paintings, prints. Like you said, the photos, individual photos of things. And the... you can spend 15 minutes just walking from around your business looking at these looking at this art. It's really nice.
Yeah, years ago we used to get a lot of World War II veterans in there.
Yeah.
And they'd see that the decor and they just wander around kind of forget lunch. Mm. And their wife's going, come on. We came here for lunch. Oh, just a second.
Okay, so you bought the business.
Yeah.
And you've been there now 40 years. People know about you. And, I mean, obviously everybody knows when you say, oh, let's go to Sandwichery. They know exactly where it is.
And you built a loyal following.
Yeah, the following is turned over quite a bit, you know, in 40 years. We've seen a lot of people move, retire, and die, but we're picking up a lot of new customers just the last few years.
Well, don't you have like regular meetings that come down there?
We used to.
Oh, is it kind of?
Oh no, I evicted them.
You evicted them?
Yeah. yeah. For 33 years, that, every day, and I says, no, it's COVID came in, and it was good time to cut the cord. So,
COVID.
COVID
had such a dramatic impact on our community and still does. And everybody was having problems. And you all weathered that and made it through and came back stronger.
Yeah, the first couple months were tough. because our governor couldn't decide what he wanted to do with the restaurants. They were closed, mm-hmm. and it was curbside pickup, and it was outside dining and all that noise. And basically, we abided by the rules of the local health department.
Yeah.
And we didn't worry about what was coming out of Sacramento. And so, but the first couple months, nobody knew. You know, the public didn't know what was going on with restaurants.
So no.
We were all suffering. And then word eventually got around that the sandwichery was business as usual.
Yep.
You have to wear a mask. You know, we social distancing, we always enforce that.
Yeah.
But it was, and then the shortages, naturally. I mean, they'd find a case of COVID in some plant, and they shut the whole plant down. But then another issue we had was we just got new owners about that time, and they're going to remodel.
Oh, for the building.
They bought the building.
Yeah.
And so, naturally, they put these big cyclone fences all the way around the front of the building.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Oh,
it looked like we were dead and gone. And so people, you know, they just walk by or drive by and see that fence. It's not sandwichers done. So, but the first couple of months were tough, and then it actually 2021 was our best year ever.
There you go. Well,
because people says, well, we can go down the sandwich, we have a nice lunch, and we're not going to get hassled. And it's the health department was very good. The only time I heard from was they wanted to make sure we were social distancing, and we offered outside or curbside pickup.
Great.
And extra sanitizing.
Great.
But I said, yeah, we're doing all that. They were good because, you know, they inspect us every 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And every time they came in, you know, they standard inspection. You know, they check for cleanliness and temperature.
Sure.
Temperature are huge. But they weren't the problem. It was the problem with Sacramento.
Yeah. It always is.
Oh, it's just, don't even bring his name up. I just go ballistic on
it. Yeah. Well, we won't talk about that.
We have another friend that has a larger restaurant, and it would be like, I got a call saying, I've got all this meat and cheese that I ordered thinking that we were going to be open, and we just got the call that we have to close. Well, who do you know?
You remember that when he flip-flopped back and forth?
He flip-flopped, I mean, and they were like, now what?
It had to be tough on you there.
So they had to kind of go kind of underground, if you will, too, and offer, you know, take out and offer and put some chairs outside so they could operate under those terms.
Oh, that little psycho job. It was insane. Yeah. It seemed like every week that, you know, it was first they were closed, which is, where do you get off doing that? And then it was outside or curbside pickup. And then it was outside dining, which was a joke because people would put tables outside and then put in a closed tent around them.
Yes.
Not really? That's outside dining.
Well, we got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
40 years.
Yeah.
Got another 40 coming?
God, I hope not. Well, maybe what? 130 or something?
Yeah, but congratulations because the two of you have been able, you are like these strong reeds in the storm. All the storms that have happened in 40 years, the two of you staying married.
That's a tough one right there.
Yes, carrying on a business.
You bend, but you come back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 40 years at anything, you've got to go ups and downs.
And then golfing together and travel together and love your dogs together and all that stuff together, together, together.
That's what stuns a lot of people because we're together probably 23 hours a day.
Yeah.
I've had guys say, I'd kill my wife if I was with her 20
years.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you become best friends and you depend on each other. And I'm sure there's like.
Well, we don't have any other friends.
Yeah.
So it makes that easy.
Well, that's true. And the other thing, too, is a lot of times you two will have the same shirt on.
That's her idea.
The same Hawaiian shirt. I love it.
Today's a blue day.
No.
And avid readers. These guys are always reading.
Always
and
got
I love
a book
that,
open,
man.
Well, she does. She's got a lot of spare time on her hands. So.
Well, you know what? It's such a pleasure knowing you, and it's so good to have a business on that's a success and has been a success. You've watched Reading grow.
Oh yeah,
over 40 years now, and all the big stuff going downtown. How's that working out there?
Well, I've seen a lot of a lot of changes
a lot
in
of
Reading.
Changes.
Some of them are for the good.
Yeah,
it's a lot cleaner down here. You know, because when we moved in, there was actually a mall.
Yes.
And the mall would, if the city would have maintained it, it would have been great.
Right.
And enclosed, but they just ignored it, and pretty soon you had like 500 garbage cans down there collecting the drainage or the leaks.
That was before us.
Yeah. And but it would have been great if they could have just made it like a cultural hub. Because you have the demonstration blocks, the Cascade, and even by the post office.
Which they're trying to do now.
But so. nice little boutique restaurants.
Yeah.
Right. Seems like it's happening.
Yeah, kind of.
It's slowly.
But the rents, okay. They're charging are huge.
We have to run. We've run out of time. We're
the
with
real estate,
Patrick Watson, yeah. And Pat and Sandy Watson have the sandwichery. And the address is?
1341 Tehama.
Tehama. And if you want a really, really good food, really good lunch.
Right downtown. This right downtown. Down from us.
Walk in. Okay. Yeah. Pat, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate
you
it.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Rose by a larger than expected 2.6% last month from 1 year earlier.
The government's producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.2% from May to June after being unchanged the month before. It's a sign that some inflation pressures remain elevated. The increase, the sharpest year-over-year increase since March 2023, comes at a time when other price indicators are showing that inflation has continued to ease.
Correspondent Jeremy House. He says he wants to complete the job he started. President Biden at his solo news conference last evening giving no sign that he'll drop his bid for re-election, despite a growing number of Democrats urging him to do so. Correspondent Josh Polk says the president cleared the bar that was set for him, although admittedly wasn't set very high.
He accidentally called Vice President Kamala Harris Vice President Trump. But what we also saw was that he was able to stand and keep going and answer questions from reporters about nuanced aspects of NATO, about other parts of the economy and foreign policy. And yet on that core question of how we can turn the tide, we really don't know what the plan is.
At last count, 17 congressional Democrats urged Mr. Biden to quit the campaign. The death toll from the intense heat that has spread across the country continues to rise. Deaths have been reported from coast to coast, from Maryland to Oregon. Rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 248 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 188, and the S&P trading 45 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
It's not only the U.S. Extreme heat advisories and warnings have been posted all across Europe as the mercury soars.
A sizzling heat wave in parts of central and southern Europe is sending temperatures towards 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius. In Italy, a red weather alert has been declared in seven cities, including Rome. Dennis Mix is from the United States and is on a private tour in the Italian capital, which topped 100 degrees.
We just skipped one of the stops. We stayed in the van because it's too hot for us.
In Serbia, people cooled down from the 95-degree weather at public fountains. Doctors there have reported treating people collapsing due to the heat. Greece is also on high alert, as authorities say the country faces its highest wildfire risk in two decades. It follows a largely rainless winter and spring that have left vegetation tinder dry. I'm Nayan Kim.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The cost of borrowing for a home has eased just a bit.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.89%. The pullback provides modest relief for borrowers at a time when home prices are at record highs. The average rate is still more than double what it was just 3 years ago. Elevated mortgage rates have discouraged many home shoppers, extending the nation's home sales slump into its third year. Many economists are forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further in coming months. I'm Alex Vega.
New program to monitor swimmers and sharks off New York City beaches with surveillance drones, spurring a backlash from shorebirds. It seems they don't appreciate the drones invading their airspace, so they've been swarming the devices, forcing pilots to ground the drones. Those drones started to fly back in May, and for now at least, the patrols will continue along the beaches of New York. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
National Day.
Today's National Different Color Eyes Day.
Different Colored Eyes Day. Okay.
Well, that would be, it doesn't have to necessarily be a human being because it could be a canine, although he doesn't know he's a canine, and that's our Buford. He's got two color eyes. Yep.
Okay, and Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Excessive heat warning, that's definitely in the works here today. We'll be sunny and hot with our temperatures soaring at 113 tonight. Clear skies with our lows, overnight lows around 81. Saturday calls for sunny and hot with 112 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy. Maybe that will help a little bit with our overnight lows of 79. Once again, Sunday up there with lesser degrees, but 104. And Sunday night with around 76. As we look through next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're still in the triple digits, but we're more at 103, 102, 100, and 101. So we are still socked in with that excessive heat warning, and remember that as you go out today with what it is. It may be 86 inside your car, but it's really, when you close the door, it's going to get up to 100, 120, so you don't want to leave anything at all in your car. Make sure you check your back seat just in case. It happens a lot. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always take care of our seniors and our veterans, giving them discounts of veteran-owned business. 365-3793. And on the phone with us, one of my favorite people is Susan Eastman, and she is the Vice President of Investments with Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning as investors digest bank earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 294 points at 40,048. The S&P 500 positive 50 points at 5,634. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 208 points at 18,492. The four most actively traded stocks, NVIDIA up $3.25 at 130.66. Lucid positive 79 cents, trading at 419 per share. Tesla up $8.47 at 249.73. And Rivian, up $1.59, trading at $18.38. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.209%. Over to commodities, gold is down $7 an ounce at $2,411. Silver is down 50 cents, trading at $30 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, it's the unrest in the Democratic Party doesn't seem like it's had an effect at all on Wall Street.
Well, when I talk to clients and friends and family, they're less focused on the news. They're trying to focus on their lives and be positive.
Right.
Yeah.
It's called survival.
It's very challenging.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, thank you so much for
being
with us.
They're streaming on Netflix. They're watching these shows on Netflix.
Oh, they're okay. Right. Take my mind off this craziness.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
All
thank
right,
you.
Susan. Yes, that's Stifel Investment, Susan Eastman.
Located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-244-7199.
Managing your assets.
There you go.
For investments for your future.
Speaking of your future and managing your life, we have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
Good morning.
Who's joining us today, and you brought with you...
I brought Yvette Prestrich from my office.
Yvette.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Yvette. How are you?
Doing good.
So, what's going on over there at Gorman Law?
You know, just same stuff, you know, just big cases and you know, cases. I have, you know, younger clients who, you know, we just want to get them back to work and keep their disability. You know, no disabilities, great. You know, sometimes we get a couple of cases. I already have one this year where it's, you know, we were trying to get them a 0% case with no work restrictions.
Yeah.
And, you know, mid-20s, great job. You know, you know, if you go in and you try to run up his disability, it's going to ruin his life. So, you know, so a lot of attorneys will do that. That's how we get paid. But I understand that that's, you know, not going to work for him. I mean, he'll probably need me in 10, 15, 20 years. But 0% cases are good cases. It means the person's better. And it looks like I have one more. So that's...
Well, the thing about it is the employee, most of the time, the employer, of course, is, you know, their families, they all want them to get back to work.
Yeah.
And that's where... You help people do that. And so you're talking about getting him back to work with zero disabilities, everything fixed.
That's a good case.
That's a great case.
There's plenty of tragedies, you know, that can't be changed like that.
Right.
And a lot of attorneys, you know, in this field, they think that their performance would be gauged just on how much money they get their client. And in workers' compensation is not designed to be like a cash system where you get a windfall. There's no punitives. There's no permanent, you know, future damages. Your permanent disability award is minor, and it's designed that way so that people don't try to cash in with workers' comp. It's really just there to help transition. I think my performance is probably going to be more based on where somebody winds up on the other side of this case, right? How their life is on the other side of the case, because it's never going to be enough money. Based on, you know, the injuries. If there's a $1 million case, that person's life is in shambles. You know, so 0% cases are good. It means the person's good. It means they don't have disability. It means that they can go back to work. And there's a lot of jobs up here that pay really well. And young men do them. And young women do them. And if they can't continue to do them, what are they going to do?
What kind of job do they – yeah, then what's that transition into another job? Maybe they don't like as much, but it's the one they can
do. There aren't a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've got a job you like you said, the big thing is zero disabilities, everything's back into shape, and you go from there.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of those cases I wind up never, you know, talking to the folks. It does happen. I think maybe 10% of the work injuries wind up ever talking to an attorney. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do get better and just go back. But, you know, sometimes there are, you know, there was for one client, the gentleman, you know, there was a new supervisor being trained. And he was trying to, you know, really pressure the kid and make an example out of him so people wouldn't file cases. And it was interesting because just in my experience up here, I've never seen a case from this employer. So that means that they're a good employer.
Yeah.
And so when I talked to the attorney, I'm like, hey, I've never seen a case from this employer. He's like, yeah, they're pretty rare. I said, hey, this is what's going on. And, you know, they looked into it. And they took care of the problem, too.
Okay.
So it was, you know, everything was okay. And he's back there and it's a good ending. I don't get many of those, you know, because people.
But that's what you want, and that's what I've always thought of you. And we've known each other now for years. For you, an ideal case is somebody goes back to work, no disabilities, and they carry on with their lives.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those cases, they don't need an attorney.
Right.
Sometimes there's complications. Sometimes the other one that's going to be a 0%, she was working for two places.
Mm-hmm.
She had an injury and then went back to work and was working at the other one and flared up. And so they pointed the finger at one another.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of got left out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at that point, she's just going to linger. She is going to have disability if something doesn't happen. So I had to, you know, come in and file all these things. But, yeah, she's going to wind up with, you know, probably 0% disability herself or very, very low. Back to work. She's very proactive. She did a lot on her own medically wise. And, you know, that's a good case. She's also, you know, under 20. She's way too young to start needing surgeries. But if she doesn't have that intervention, if she doesn't get treatment, if she doesn't, you know, have certainty, she gets depressed and her injuries will linger and then they do become permanent.
Yeah. So. Okay. By the way, everybody, we launched our brand new website today. Well, it was yesterday afternoon. Somehow, going through all this and going through our murder boards and checking in all of this, we launched, and there's no chat room. I don't know how that happened. I just thought there was. And, I mean, everything else was working the way it's supposed to and all this. There's no chat room, but we're going to have that fixed today. So the chat room will be up for this weekend and next Monday, but, you know, hopefully.
It's like moving into a new house. Yeah, all know we have tweaks.
So it looks different, and we hope it's better. Prime 42 and David Wiley, our producer, has been working on this. Yeah. So give us much more room to do things.
It's nice to have something fresh.
We wanted to let you know there is no chat room today. I was surprised, too, because I hit chat and nothing happened. So, okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just had two of their residents on in their second year residents. Both of them want to stay here in Redding. Now, they've got 22 residents over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. As they graduate, some will go off to, you know, the specialties. But the two that were here yesterday want to be general practitioners and stay here, work at Shasta Regional and clinics around here. So it's just another way that Shasta Regional Medical Center is upping the game, finding doctors, training doctors, and this is a continuous program. They'll have 8 to 10 more next year. It'll come in next July. So it's been a great success. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Not if you have Patrick Gorman.
Well, yes, the law wins with Patrick Gorman.
Well, it is.
He knows how to do it.
Truth and justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Linda and Carl Bott. Our guest is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his able assistant, Yvette. And, okay, we got to talk about Yvette today. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Okay, are you from around here or what?
Yes. Well, I was born in Los Angeles, and I was raised in Tucson, Arizona, but my mom's from Ecuador and my dad's from Mexico.
Okay.
There you go. I have a combination.
You were raised in Tucson.
Yes.
So the heat is nothing to you.
No.
Here.
I'm the weird people that like the heat. I know everybody's like, you like the heat. I said, I like the heat.
I like the heat.
So, it's miserable, but I like it.
So how'd you get up to this area?
My husband. My husband was raised here in Redding, and he's an only child, and he, yes. And his parents are 87 and 90. So,
okay.
So we came here to take care of
them. Well, we understand that. We have elderly parents and down in Sacramento. And so we understand that perfectly.
Yeah.
But they've got more energy that really than we have. So
I always think that they're like the last strong generation.
Yeah.
The ones that from that time.
I think you're probably right there. So
they're right
okay.
up there around like depression babies.
Yes.
So they know what it's like to really make every ounce and everything matter and so appreciative. And it's really, they can do anything.
They can, and they just keep on going, and they don't complain, and they don't fuss. They just do
like
what they got to do.
Read, what is it? The ever ready battery bunny?
Yes.
They
yes.
just keep going.
Yes.
And
they
so,
do.
But it's nice, though, that you came up here because you knew that at some point, you're going to have to help.
Yes. So how did you get into the law profession? And tell us what exactly, if you can let somebody look into the window of what you do with Gorman Law.
Okay. The way I got into it, it was through another company that also did law firm, and it was a friend, Sam, which you guys had know Sam.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Sam.
So Sam is the one who introduced me into the law firm. And then he would process the mail, so then he's the one that taught me how to process the mail. But at the time that I started, it was just two offices, and then five offices. So I was working 3 10-hour days processing the mail for five offices. And I would get it all done. So I would, and
now, this processing mail, you know, people go, processing mail.
It's a lot of mail.
What exactly is that?
Yeah, what is processing
mail?
Oh,
my goodness. I mean, it's like buckets of mail. I mean, I had three drawers, and it was like all full of mail, and then you have to sort it. I would do all the large envelopes and then the odd envelopes and then the letterhead. And then I know you can kind of tell when things are more important and not, and so then you would start with that stuff. And I open a little bit at a time. Before, they taught me to open everything, but then it was just overwhelming because you just have piles of paper. So I started learning a system that less is
works
more.
Works for
you.
Yeah, less is more.
So share with our listeners that you open what we call the paper mail.
Yes, the snail mail.
The snail mail. Mm-hmm. And then you go into putting it in electronically into the, like, say the person, I use the word like Jack White. Say Jack White had a case.
Yes.
And something came in regarding Jack White. You're opening that up, and now you're electronically.
Happens.
Yeah. So then I open it, and then I see what it is, you know, and I scan it. And it could be a request for treatment. It could be a letter from the DA wanting to make a settlement demand. It could be a medical document. So whatever it is, I label it and then put it in our program that's Marist, and that's where we put it. So that
everything's scanned in under his name and under and we're who's taking care of it.
And I tag it. I tag it so it's easy to find, like if it's a med legal, if it's a medical, if it's a letter, if it's a pleadings, like something. Mm-hmm. So I tag it so that they could access it.
So the impact on you, Patrick, was the vet doing. By the way, a vet is such a cool name. I have not heard the name of vet.
And then I spell it with an I.
Oh,
so
you
even
do.
More.
Oh, okay. I have not. I don't even know if I've ever I can't remember meeting anybody named Yvette. So I think it, that name.
Yeah, okay. Very
so
much so.
The impact of this, I mean, somebody saying she opens the mail.
Oh,
but
no,
it's so
it's
much
huge.
More than that.
I mean, it's so the mail has to be readily available, right? So it has to be in a file. It has to be where the file is so that I can locate it. And if something's important means I only have a certain amount of time to respond to it. So she'll pull those documents out and put them in front of me. So she's like, hey, this – and sometimes if she just has a question like, hey, I'm not sure about this. Is this important? I mean, she'll put it right in front of me so I can act on it. But, yeah, our clients call us today. They get the letter sometimes, you know, and I don't have it in the file. I mean, it takes me – that's quick, but it takes like 2 days, you know, because, you know, she's not there every single day doing it. It's, you know, sometimes – we have about a two-day lag. But, it has to be available. So I'm in my case management system, and I'm working on it, and I have, you know, I have to know where the case is at to be able to work on it. Or I have an email, and they're saying, hey, what's up with this? And I'll be able to pull it up, and the medical report's right there, or whatever is necessary is right there, or I have to file for a hearing, and I need to know whether something's been done or not, or I have a meeting with my client, and I need to be able to go through the report so I can go over the report with them and talk about, hey, what do we do next here? So that's having it really available. Otherwise, I mean, without it, I don't know what we would
can
do.
You imagine? I mean, you're not an old guy, but can you imagine that when it was just mail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I have paper files.
And paper files? I mean, we've got paper files in here. Yeah. I mean, we're...
That would have been
we're
in our
not
era.
Even, we're not even trying to move them over. Well, some things we have to have, you know, our billing, our invoicing, you know, a lot of stuff we can do that way. But I can just imagine what it must have been. With you're getting literally thousands of letters.
Yeah, you have to pay a company at some point to come and take the boxes and store them for you and bring them back when you need them. It can be pretty pricey. You just have boxes and boxes of files. You have expandos. I mean, they get – these files are very large. There's a lot of medical records in them.
So now, though, it's
the company that I worked for before, they did. It was like a whole room was just dedicated to have all the files, and then everything that I had gone through and scanned, then they had to put it in the actual physical. And, yeah, it took up a lot of space.
So
what happened?
Just one last question. So you have to keep the paper?
No.
Oh, you don't keep the paper then after that? Once you've got it and you've got backup systems and all
that? It's the case management system, it's like backed up. I don't know. It's the cloud. It's like Skynet or whatever.
Right.
It's like, you know, everywhere. But it's all, you know, backed up. It's insured. All, you know, there's encryption, so I don't have to worry about data security and stuff like that. They facilitate it. And, I mean, they do it industry-wide. I mean, I used the same system at my last firm. But, I mean, with that, we didn't go digital until, like, 2017, 2018. So, I've been using paper files for most of my career.
Did you experience, because I know we did, and we have some friends that also experienced when there was that big data breach or big internet across, I don't know, thousands.
You're talking about when Spectrum went down a couple weeks ago? Oh, yeah. We were down too. We were down for a good half of the day.
So I think about for our friends, for them, they were
they couldn't
in
charge
the middle
anything,
of something, and they said they. Yeah. It cost them thousands of dollars because it was a time they were filing for stuff. And
I didn't have that. I went home. I have, you know, Starlink at home.
Okay, so I'm wondering about that. Because that, now see, that makes sense. You've got a place that you can go that...
You got a backup system.
What does Starlink do that's different?
It's just somehow faster. I don't know, you know, the technology of it, but it's just faster.
Is it satellite?
Yeah. He has his satellites all over the place.
That's
right. He launches like five
of them. Doug Tooley. Yeah. Doug Tooley's the guy to talk about this from BNT Satellite.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that.
He's offering that.
It has something to do with the technology.
Yeah, because if you're in a timely manner, I would think that would make sense.
Yeah, I had to leave.
That affected us. We weren't on the air, and I was thinking.
Oh, we were off the air.
So many people were. Just effective.
Yeah, imagine if you were like if you were like trading Forex or something like that. I mean, that might cost you $1 million, right?
Had friends cost them $5,000 that day. $5,000 because because somebody cut the cables.
The form of terrorism in my mind. Yeah.
Cut the
somebody
cables.
Did that down like years and years ago. Somebody did it by like San Bruno, and they cut a line, and it cut Silicon Valley off. And it was like I don't think they ever figured out who did it.
Well,
but it was a big deal.
I don't think they've caught this guy either. I could be wrong, and I could tell you to put it in the chat room if I'm wrong, except our chat room's not working.
In there yet.
It will be. Yeah. Somebody, you know, what kind of protection do they have on this? I mean,
well, if you're talking about the hard lines,
whoever
knows where
it
is an insider, right? I mean, it's not like that's like published information.
Well, somebody told me they're underground. And, you know, you can get, well, that's it. I don't know that you can get to it through a sewer. But I don't know if that's true. It sounded reasonable that they'd run them.
Somebody would have to know where. Somebody would have to.
Somebody had to
worked
know.
On it
Someone
to know.
Was
yeah.
Disgruntled.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Hey, I'm going to court today. No, I'm not. You know, thing. Okay, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and Yvette, who is, when he said she's the one that does our mail, I did not have any idea what that meant. And the impact,
yeah.
And the impact that has as other people in your job, in other law officers, in other business offices, constantly keeping up with the thousands of pieces of paper that come in that have to be scanned into the internet or into files, mm-hmm. various files. Mm-hmm. So you're doing all that all day long. Wow. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice for the last 17 years, is located off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It's a better-known business. They've been around since 1960. And it's not a hair salon, no. It's a barbershop where you get a great haircut. They shave around your neck. They shave around your ears.
Too much information.
Leather.
I don't want to see
no.
it.
No. I'm
I
just going through
it.
This because I just had my haircut, and it's great. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just great people down there. It's man's last stronghold. It's not a salon. Do not think it's a salon. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio. Yes, we've got a new website that's up and we're working on it, but you know, it's just like anything that's new. You know, you move into a new home and there's a little tweaking of this, little tweaking of that. So our chat pack somehow is not functional, but we are going to make that happen. But we're looking at all the positive things, and that means that we launched coming up. And, oh, my God, we know we've got so much in front of us here with, you know, gosh, it's the year of elections. And, you know, I always try to preach that, you know, just be kind, practice patience and kindness because, you know, we're all in strange times. It's hot, and we're just in weird times. Yeah. So, you know, support your local business. Support your, you know, all you can do is, all you're responsible, all you really can have in charge of is first yourself, then your family, then your neighborhood, you know, and that's how it works. And just be kind in, yeah, and patient in during that time. And so we love that we have Patrick Gorman on today because, you know, Patrick's really helped us out in a time of crisis. You know, when you don't know something and you have like fear mongers or attorneys that try to haunt you with, it's going to cost you and you better get it done now. And if you don't do it, you know, you're just looking in the dark screaming because you don't know. And you're getting calls from somebody in another state and there's fear. So when you call somebody who knows, it's like going when somebody says that you're sick and then you go to a doctor and they define what it is, then you know that you can deal with it.
Yeah, it's vulnerable, and I mean, adults don't do well with not having control, right? I mean, it's with workers' comp. A lot of these people, it's the first time in their adult life they have no control over the situation.
Yes.
It's terrifying when somebody comes in and you're vulnerable, and you know, an attorney's going to tell you what they're going to tell you, and you know, they do background checks, they do a moral character, you know, thing when you become an attorney, but you know, that doesn't mean that the person is going to necessarily put your interest first. They're supposed to put your interest first, but that doesn't necessarily mean they will. And then there's different layers of that. Or maybe they don't know. And sometimes people don't know what they don't know. There's a lot of people like that. That drives me crazy. I mean, I at least, like, I'm very insecure. I always am trying to figure out how I'm wrong because I don't want to look stupid. But a lot, some attorneys aren't that way. They're the opposite.
Well, that might be like a strength.
Yeah, I always try to disprove what I think something is. I always try to prove myself wrong because if I try to prove myself right, you go in and you make a mistake. You go in and it just it's embarrassing.
And first of all, when you think you know everything and then realize that you don't, I think that it's a character flaw. So I think that's a great strength in your character, Patrick, to think, well, maybe I'm wrong. And so I think that shows that you're willing to learn and willing to know if I'm not right, then I want to know why. And that helps you grow.
Yeah. Well, it is consequential. I mean, these things have big impacts in people's lives. I mean, it really does. Or the industry. I mean, there's, you know, case I'm going through now where it's a huge industry impact. And I mean, it affects my reputation. It affects potentially my license, like a ton of clients, the industry up here, the local community. It's like you have to make sure you're right. And to make sure you're right, you have to really try to just hammer yourself and say, where am I wrong? Where am I wrong here? And you have to try to find where you're wrong. I mean, it's a scientific method, right? I mean, I know that's what they do or are supposed to do when they're doing, you know, scientific studies, right?
Well, you want to make sure that you know where you're wrong, because it could be that when you walk into court, somebody has found that out. And that's the worst thing you want to do.
Yeah.
My sister's an attorney, and now she's almost retired. She would not take criminal cases, though she's obviously a very, very good attorney. She wouldn't take a criminal case because she did not want
to lose.
To lose, knowing that her client was truly innocent because maybe a mistake she made, maybe something that, you know, that she could have done. And she said, I did not want to have that on my conscience. Yeah. You know, even if I won 99 out of 100.
The jury's unpredictable. One, right?
Yeah, the jury, you know, could. And so she didn't. So she, you know, stayed in civil law and all that.
Good self-awareness.
Self-awareness. That she knew that she didn't want to do that.
Well, changing the subject just a bit at the break, we were talking about something that's, we were talking about doctors. And we were talking about the medical field and how we can encourage different doctors to find a home in Reading. So there was something that came up with, you two call it, the brain thing.
Yeah, so there's a multidisciplinary practice that I've you know, been working with to get them up here. That was like one of the first things I set out to do when I came from the other side was like, hey, there is a desperate shortage of treaters. So it's a multidisciplinary practice. They have, you know, neurologists, pain medicine doctors, you know, everything but surgeons, essentially. They have, you know, get down in the Bay Area, they have, you know, a rehabilitation program for people that have severe injuries. And, you know, it's like they attack it from, like, the emotional aspect of it.
Are we talking about any type of injury?
Or brain.
They do work comp, but they do. They take regular insurance, too. Right. So this is for, like, you know, these are for chronic injuries, essentially, right? So, so they also have, so they have a functional restoration program, but they also have a traumatic brain injury clinic, right, or a program. And it's not for, I mean, it's for, you know, moderate, like middle of the road and lighter. It's not, some people need inpatient care to try to rehabilitate from brain injuries. So it's not quite inpatient, but below that. So they want to bring that up here. And they're just really, it's really hard to hire a physician up here. It's really just every physician's, if they're comfortable where they're at, they're comfortable where they're at. And it would be, I mean, it would be a new experience. It would be, you know, doctor would have a lot of responsibility and everything. So they've been looking and trying to find physicians up here. And they've just, but I mean, once they do, bringing that service up here, the only brain care facilities I know of are in Sacramento and down in Emeryville. Maybe there's one in Santa Rosa that I like through Sutter or something, but I don't think there's even one at Enloe. The traumatic brain injuries are highly complicated. It affects everybody differently. Some people, they need treatment for their eyes. Some people need treatment for their speech. Some people need treatment for their hearing and their memory or their motor coordination. It's just everybody's affected a little differently by it. It's very tailored. So, if anybody knows of a physician that, you know, complains about their job and isn't happy where they're at, so that's an MD or a DO, I can put them in touch with some place where they can just explore whether or not it's something they want to do.
Might be some of these new residents.
Possibly.
They're getting ready to graduate.
I'll tell you, it would be an amazing way to develop their career. I have this doctor. I respect her so much. Probably the smartest person I've ever met. And I was always trying to, you know, depose her and prove her wrong. I never could. She does the same thing. And she decided to go and actually work for the VA now. She's an assistant chief, second chief of medicine for, like, their rehab center now. She decided to do that.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's just, so, I mean, the VA hit a home run with that. I'm very pleased.
Yeah, Carl goes to the VA.
Yeah, I'm very pleased for our vets. But, yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's not like that everywhere. But the, you know, our veterans care here, I can't say for everybody, but for everybody that I know,
is very well pleased. And you've seen personally.
Yeah, very well pleased. I've had the same doctor for 17 years.
Right.
17 years I've had the same doctor.
Girl, why do you think the young service members who just recently have separated a PCS or whatever, or not PCS,
PTSD?
Not PTSD. Have separated, right?
Ended their career.
Yeah, gotten out.
Yeah.
Why are they so apprehensive to sign up with the VA?
You know, I don't know why that is.
You know what I'm talking about, right? It's just like they don't go until they have to.
When I got out the first time, when I retired the first time, I didn't go to the VA at all. I didn't do any of that. And then after I went back in and came up here, I did because I'd heard, you know, we got a VA clinic here. So I went over and signed up. And I don't know what it is. I think that maybe because they don't think anything's wrong with them, the injuries they may have had seem minor at the time.
But they may not know that for like 11 years.
It's like going down to the veteran service officer. You know, veterans that have just gotten out need to go down there and find out what.
It doesn't need to be service connected, though. It does not need to be. You get medical care now if you've served honorably and you've done your time. Like
that depends on your income and all that.
Sure.
But if there's anything there, and a lot of it is, you know, hearing loss. I mean, most military have some degree of hearing loss, and you suffer that during the military. So I don't know why that is. It's probably the same thing where you see a lot of these service organizations are getting smaller and smaller.
Well, that's the next step here, right? The veterans, VFWs, all of these veteran organizations, they are, maybe you get some Gulf War I, guys in there, but most of them are much, much
older. Well, a lot of them are run by the older guys, and where's the younger heart into?
Well, I can tell you this, is that VFW post 1934 are all, the leadership there is served in the last 10, 15 years, are all young.
Excellent.
And
good for them.
They are really, they're really moving things forward. And we're seeing more, I think you're seeing more and more of that, because when they're in there, then they can reach out to their friends. To keep this thing going. Frankly, I'm glad they're doing it. I don't want to have leadership roles in there because, frankly, I've got other things to do at this point in my life. It is to the young guys. But that's a good question, why so many of them don't go. They should go to the VSO, find out just what exactly, benefits that they rate, that you've earned during your 4, 8, 10, 12, whatever years. And then... And take use those benefits.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Somewhere in the back, as soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Friday, the 12th of July, 8:50 in the morning, our last segment here. It's going to be hot, 110 today. It's going to be hot this weekend, so take care. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Take care of your animals. Take care of your plants.
And don't leave kids in the car or anybody in the car. Look in your back seat.
Don't leave me in the car.
Don't leave husbands in the car.
And we don't have to worry about leaving Buford in the back of the car because he climbs up and gets in the front of the car. Hey, we're giving away that flag from the Flag Center, and we've drawn, or Yvette, drew the name. Now, I cannot pronounce this name at all. So I'm not sure that we all got it down right or what, but it's kind of like Port-a-Clim. But if your name's kind of like that and your phone number ends with 0564, you have won. And in fact, we are going to call you right after the show and say, first of all, find out how to pronounce your name, but then call you and tell you, just come on down and pick up this flag from the Flag Center. It's a beautiful flag made in the USA, heavy duty, beautiful colors, American flag. So thank you so much for entering.
Pick it up at the station, which is 1326 Market Street, but it is from the Flag Center, which is located on Hilltop, just to clarify.
Okay. You're absolutely right. We are with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and he brought with him a vet who handles, keeps the office rolling with the mail, taking care of the mail. And I didn't realize how huge that was. I mean,
a lot of people outsource it, you know, and it's just, I don't know.
Oh, outsource it.
I don't know. No way. It's the most important thing.
I wouldn't trust that happening.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got a buy-in here. I mean, you know everybody in there.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of like, oh, I know he's looking for this.
Yes.
Well, it's just, I've worked in several offices. I've managed offices. I started answering phones, you know, as a phone clerk, right? So I've been around, and I've never had just the happiness, just the chemistry in any office I've ever been
fabulous.
In.
Oh, fabulous.
I agree. Yeah. I agree, too, because I've worked in many places, and, too, it's like a family. Everybody works together. It's just a good environment. I always remember the Titans, that saying, like, attitude reflects leadership. That's how I feel. Like, they're good leaders, and everybody just follows.
Oh, I love that.
Cool.
So when you do that, why would you ever outsource something that's important? Right. Because people care about, you know, they want to take care of their family, and they want to do well. So, you know, if I outsource it, they don't know me. They don't care.
Well, I tell you, the thing is caring for your clients. I've always gotten that feeling because Patrick and I talk offline and see each other at various things. And that's always come across that you care about your clients. And it's easy for me when I do a live read by saying, you know, besides he's scrappy and he's going to fight for you, is that he takes care of his clients and that I know how you feel about it, that you take it personally if you cannot get them the assistance they need.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want a client to, you know, end their life or something like while I'm representing. I mean, these things get hard, and you know, it's people call an attorney when they're scared. And just the impact of these work injuries on people's lives, by the time they get to me, usually, like, they're really spiraling. They're really struggling. And, you know, they come into my office, their shoulders are down, they're just, they don't know what to do. And, you know, when they leave and, you know, as they start to improve and they start, like, moving forward and they're looking to tomorrow and stuff, it's just watching that change. But, yeah, no, I understand the impact this has on people's lives. I mean, I sat there on the other side and just watched it happen over and over. And it's just...
When you were working for the insurance.
Working for the other side. It's yeah. Like you got to represent your clients, you know, so you can't not do what you have to do. But, it, yeah, they just...
But that's what drove you into, I like to think, is you saw that. And I can't do that. I can't do that to people. In fact, they need even more help. And,
yeah. And hope.
And hope.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, clients who come in and, you know, if it's about the money, like, I really can't, you know, help them like this. Or if it's about them being mad at their boss, like, I can't get you remedies like that. Let's figure out what you're going to do next. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out where we're going. What's your plan B? What's your plan C? Mm-hmm. We have a short period of time. Let's get things moving and get you out of this, like, pit of, you know, scared and fear.
Step forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, just everybody, you know, people have past, they have, you know, trauma in the past. They have, you know, gosh, I mean, when it rains, it pours, right? People, I mean, I have clients who, like, one client where her son passed away after the injury, like a year after her injury, and, you know, people whose parents are passing away, divorces, like, I mean, it really does come pouring down on people. I mean, just
so
everything bad happens.
When you talk about that you're doing cases and you brought up the head trauma, you know, it's funny because when we were, you know, just imagine we drove through three states, over 2,000 miles a few weeks ago, Nevada, California, Arizona, New Mexico.
Four states.
And so when we looked at how much road construction, the terrible conditions our road in, first of all.
Yeah.
But that we were down to one lane in many of our travels down, and we thought about all the people working, heavy machinery.
Smashing their foot with the ground.
Yes.
I mean, just all
kinds
of stuff.
Yes, and it made us think about you and thought, those are the people, for instance. So where would, like, a head trauma come in?
A fall, motor vehicle accident, something falling and landing on them.
Well, okay. Falling and landing on them.
Yeah,
so when you think about these buildings going up downtown.
Yeah, scaffolding falling or falling off of scaffolding,
yes.
Falling off of a roof. You know, usually that's kind of where, or, you know, sometimes during treatment things will go wrong and you'll get like a pulmonary embolism and that can go into, you know, stroke type situations. You know, but the head trauma is usually going to be from a fall or a motor vehicle accident, or something landing and hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually where the head traumas will come in. And then, a lot of stuff. I mean, I think more than half of our cases are probably involved the low back and below it.
Yeah, right? Because when we look at that, the heavy machinery and the work out there moving gravel and doing road construction, I just thought about how hard that must be on the body.
You know, just wear and tear. Yeah, well, it's harsh on... Some guys are amazing. I've had clients come in and they get an MRI and they're 53 and they've been doing heavy labor. I'm like, man, your back looks better than mine.
Yeah, there were three guys specifically that were moving the big, big machinery. And I said, Carl, look at these guys. They're big.
Yeah.
They're bigger guys and they have to be over 50.
They're driving on the machine. They're
getting
rattled.
They were older guys.
Yeah, there's not great suspension on those
things. Yeah, and Carl, and we both talked about there were three huge, and I don't know if that was on the Reno aspect where they actually were paving the entire freeway there.
I tell you what, the infrastructure on I-40 through Arizona and starting into New Mexico, and New Mexico is a lot better, but you do not want to.
Until Carl,
you don't want to
had
transport.
A kidney belt on in the car for 12 hours.
It was unbelievable. I mean, everybody was driving in the left lane because the right lane was just toast. Anyway, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, workers' compensation. He's built the largest office for workers' comp north of Sacramento here. When you talk to a lawyer, you're going to talk to him. His office has grown. He's down in Palo Cedro right next to True Value Hardware. Yes. Not that you know, and I go by there. I don't come in anymore to say hello because he's always busy.
Look at their beautiful
he's
fish
always
tank.
Busy. But, they come in. I'll say hi to a vet and the rest of the gang. Hey, everybody. You know.
Every time we're at PetSmart. And we're checking out. I look back and I think of you guys with the exotic fish.
I never knew I was going to want a freshwater tank. We got it with the transition, and I love it.
Yeah,
I mean, it is so cool. It's like peaceful to just look
it
at.
It is peaceful.
Yeah.
And do you still have your ocelot or whatever kind of
cat? Oh, yeah, Saul. Yeah, the Savannah cat. Oh, yeah.
The Savannah cat that, yeah, that leaves, he leaves for a day or two, comes back
he's
well
been,
fed.
Don't say that.
Well, during summer, he's like, yeah, he wants to be out all night long because it's so hot in the day. But,
yeah,
no, he's still roaming around there. And then, yeah, so it's we did move the fish tank to the house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we moved the fish tank to the house. And,
because everybody that was working in your office would just sit there and stare at it.
I actually feel bad. We were gonna see about like downsizing the space and everything, and like getting sub tenants or whatever. But so it's
tell people phone numbers.
So call me 530-262-2168. Call the girls if you have questions. We'll make sure to give you some time and if you have any questions, give us a call. Go on our website.
Okay, and we're going to be calling you our flag winner, last four digits, 0564. Linda will be calling you right after the show so we can get that set up. And thanks so much for being with us, everybody.
It's always a pleasure.
It's going to be. It's nice meeting you, Beth. It's going to be a hot weekend, so take care. Stay hydrated. A lot of things going on, but make sure that you stay hydrated and try to stay out of the sun. God bless America.